the issue of the absolute necessity and need for the British government to call for the negotiations to begin for a city deal for Derry in the North West was raised at the highest level with Theresa May. You're also right in saying that we have been talking to senior officials within the British government for a number of months, including Ciaran Bradley on several occasions, and we have been pushing them to say that they need to call a beginning to formal negotiations for a city deal for us here in Derry. We've outlined the reasons why we think it's necessary, notwithstanding, obviously, the legacy issues in terms of the lack of investment in the North West over the years. But we also believe that whilst we welcome any potential city deal for the Belfast region, we're already conscious of the gap in terms of the prosperity coming from Belfast and here, indeed, in the West. And we are not going to stand by and allow that gap to widen any more than it currently is.
There had been some suggestions in the past that perhaps Derry might benefit from the Belfast deal and be a subsidiary, as it were, of that Belfast deal. That isn't acceptable to you. You believe Derry and the North West region requires a specific deal specifically tailored toward its needs.
Absolutely. We believe that there's a necessity for both. We do believe that there is a need for one in Belfast, but we equally believe that Derry and the North West need our own specific city deal model, which will build into the inclusive growth deal for the North West, which potentially would have money coming from both the British government in terms of their city deal proposals and indeed money from the Irish government through the National Planning Framework. So there's an absolute need for major investment here in the Northwest, and we believe that the British government need to contribute through their city deals model in order to see us develop here as a region.
In your belief, is it any closer than it was? Are we getting close to some form of decision on this, or is it still being long-fingered?
Well, I would be hopeful, and as I say, we'll continue to press the British government to make the announcements. They have been saying that they are committed to seeing a number of city deals in the region, but what we are trying to tell the British government is that they both need to be done in parallel for a number of reasons, but primarily at the moment, Belfast are developing and negotiating their particular city deal. What we don't want to do here in the North West region is to put forward any proposals that will duplicate anything that's happening in Belfast. So it makes sense that we're doing it both in parallel, so that we're very clear as to what the two potential city deals will look like, and that both will complement each other as opposed to contradict each other.